Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
Hey, you sexy D's. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. That's right. I'm your host, Miss V, the toy lady out of the D. And I've got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Hello, Miss V. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing on this Sunday night? Oh, wait a minute. We got to use the actual correct term. On this Corona Teen Sunday night, because that's what we are all on. Well, let's say two-thirds of the country. I think your state is one of them that still hasn't came around to being the quarantine yet.
Oh, no. I mean, as of right now, I am on furlough. And it's like, what you gonna do? And it's like, well, I've got PDO time, which is go ahead and use it. I built it up, and I'm good. But that's only for about, 4 weeks. Then it's unemployment, and then, you know, that's about it. But, yeah.
Well, hopefully this doesn't go that long. I don't know how true it is. So for anybody who says I'm wrong, I will accept I'm wrong. But I heard that unemployment is supposed to be like more than the 16 weeks or whatever it normally is. So, and they're doing the additional $600 on top of people's unemployment. So, and for a person, I'm not getting unemployment, so if somebody says, Ms. V, you wrong, I will accept that. I'm not getting unemployment. I am one of those essential workers. We won't say what I do,
right,
but I am an essential worker, so I have to work.
Right.
I will not be unemployed this entire time because I am essential for what I have to do. So I'm only going to speak from what I heard on that because I don't know. I know that the odds of me being furloughed or laid off are very, very slim. If I get sent home, it will be because of exposure. And then I will still continue to get my paycheck. I will not be furloughed. I will be sent home and
right,
I will be paid due to exposure.
Yes. Yes, with you and your job, yes. Now, mine in the food service business, we supply restaurants and all that. So that's why I was furloughed. I've got time built up, so I will still get paid. But after that time has worn off, then I have to go to something else. But I built up enough time and all that to where I'm good for about basically 1 month. After that,
and 1 month is not that long, you know. For anybody who thinks,
no,
oh, well, a month is good, a month is not that long. And what he's talking about, this is like vacation time or whatever he has built up. So his company is allowing him to take his vacation time before he goes into full furlough status so that he will continue to get a paycheck before he goes on unemployment. You know, a lot of people
yes,
don't have the ability to do that.
Yes. And that's the thing. I mean, everything is blowing up right now, but we still have to maintain order. And as a nation, we have to overcome this and stay home. If you don't have to get out, stay home. If you have to, go get your food. Come back home. Stay home. Done.
And for anybody who doesn't understand, our shows until this is over are going to be about this. So I don't want anybody calling in saying, oh, well, why y'all not talking about sex? Why y'all not talking about that, this and that? Guess what? Right now, the topic on every damn show in the country is pretty much this. And this is not something that we could say, oh, it'll go away, or we're not going to discuss it, or we're going to act like it's not there. We will throw some sex in there. Yes, we will a little bit. But the predominantly for this show until this crisis is over will be about COVID-19. And when I'm not at work, I'm in a house. I haven't left my house since Thursday. I have to leave my house tomorrow, and I have to leave my house on Tuesday. I will hopefully, once Tuesday comes, I will hopefully be back in until the following week. Like I said, I have to leave. So I'm in that small group of people who has to leave their home, you know, and I don't want to hear anybody say there is no need for anybody to be talking about every single day they got to go to the damn grocery store, okay? I don't have children. I don't have small children at home. So I truly am in an isolation mode. My friend right now is BET, VH1. Anything that's on TV. Today I watched horse racing. That is the only sport that is actually still going on live. So, and they're doing it with no crowds there, but they're doing live horse racing. So it's one of those where this is what's going on. Like I said, I spent my entire day in the house. I have not left my house since Thursday. My daughter, because she was having cabin fever, she left her house. And my daughter is an essential employee, but she's working from home. So after 7 days being stuck in her house, she came to my home. And she went grocery shopping because I said, if you're going to go out, you better do everything while you're out and take your ass back home. So she did everything while she was out on the one day that she was out of her house because she knows she's back in for another week. And she's only one person, so she doesn't have a deep freezer. I'm the one who has the deep freezer. So I do like the big shopping, and then she comes here and gets the little things that she needs, which helps her out because then her exposure is less. You know, we're doing things where we're keeping contact with each other, but we're making it where exposure is as less as possible for both of us. I was going to say something. See, this is not good. Oh, I wanted to tell people something. With COVID-19, this shit is real. This is not a joke. In the past week, I have learned four people who have passed away. One person I knew personally. The other were family members or friends of mine. One of my good friends, her ex-husband, is in the hospital on a ventilator. Her cousin is also on a ventilator, and she can't get to neither one of them because she's in a different state. Her children are going nuts about this. And her children are my godchildren. So they're like, we're not calling her. We just worried about our dad. And I understand. I'm not asking my godbabies to talk to me right now, you know. But what I'm telling people is that this shit is real. You know, and if you don't think it's real, wait till it hits somebody that you love. For you governors who will not shut down and do a stay-at-home order, the nerve of you. Who the hell are you to say that you got this under control? Because that's my check. Human beings do what the fuck they want to unless they're told they got to do it. That's why we have laws. That's why we have executive orders. I'm so glad that I have a governor who has said, keep your asses at home, black, white, green, yellow, purple, whatever, because COVID-19 don't see Democrat or Republican. COVID-19 don't see black, white, or any type of race. COVID-19 don't see young or old. COVID-19 is non-discriminatory. This disease is taking the babies. It's taking everybody. You are not immune from its wrath. And if you think that you are, all you got to do is call on the news, because every single fucking TV station that is a major broadcasting network is talking about it. I don't care if you watch fucking BET, AMC, or USA. You're going to see some commercials about it, okay? Because that's how real it is. Your cable stations that normally wouldn't be showing it or talking about, you know, certain things, like you don't really see too many politics on the cable station. They reserve that for the mainstream. But this is real. This ain't politics. And the person in D.C. has said, which is pissing me off, that we should be wearing a mask, but he's not going to wear one. There's a thing called lead by example. The example that's being set is the wrong example. Normally, I just talk about how I disagree with this person and I don't believe in something. This is one of those times the example right now is the wrong fucking example. People are dying. Set the fucking example and put the goddamn mask on. Because all of these people who you're telling that, hey, I'm not going to do it for this, are you fucking kidding me? Who the fuck is flying in to see your bitch ass right now anyway? Because there's not a fucking damn diplomat in the world that's flying to D.C. to see you. And you're in the fucking damn class of people who can catch it. What is it, 2 or 3 U.S. senators who have it? This shit is real.
Oh, yeah.
But you motherfuckers go on out there and y'all do what the hell y'all want to. Because, see, dead people can't talk. And that's the whole damn thing. Dead people can't bitch about shit. I personally don't want to be one of the people. I have to take that risk. My job says I have to. But if you don't have a job that says you have to take that fucking risk, keep your motherfucking ass at home. And I know that my 5 days of being in the house is helping, because I'm one less person out there, okay? Now, am I going stir crazy? And the coughing that you guys hear is because I closed the windows in my house. I have to have fresh air because I have bronchitis. My window is only open in the daytime. And if you don't think that you need air, you need air, people. But
yeah,
I don't care if you live in a trailer park, an apartment building, or whatever it is. Just open up a window. But this hopping in your car and, hey, I'm going to go for a ride and all this, let's get some things clear. Even the drive-ins done shut down. Now, drive-ins don't require you to be bothered with nobody other than to hand your money to the person at the booth. And guess what? It ain't happening. It's not happening.
Yes.
When I put it like this, when the Catholic Church says, hey, we're not having services, it's Palm Sunday. This is Holy Week. You know it's got to be serious. When the Pope, if your ass don't want to listen to me, don't listen to me. But when the Pope, the spiritual leader of the Catholic Church, says keep your ass at home, and he does his service with no one there, it's serious. Now, I understand some of these damn churches want to open up their mouths and say, hey, we need to be doing this, and God can save everything. I believe in God also. I am not anti-God. I am not anti-religion. But I am very much pro-living, okay? And God will protect you. But God also told your ass don't be a fool. Okay? Now, I didn't go to church this Sunday. I went to church the same way my congregation went. We went on Facebook Live. We had service this morning. My pastor did the service. Only him and four people show up at the church. Everyone else is online. And we had, which is normal for my church, we had 173 people online this morning. Normally it's only about 10 of us, but because there's no service physically in the building, there was 173 of us. We normally have two services on Sunday. So I don't know if the second, you know, what happened at the second service, because I only tune into one service. But I can tell you real quick, this ain't no joke. And
yep.
This ain't the time to be talking about, oh, well, I could do this, I could do that. Listen, I ain't even fucking nobody. I'm loving myself. I ain't trying to be with nobody. If you don't, if you really need company, this is the perfect time to go adopt a pet. I kid you not. And I'm not trying to be funny, but here in Michigan, pet adoptions are up. The shelter said they're at the lowest capacity than they've been in over a year, in years. And they said that's because, and they interviewed people, they said people are saying, hey, I'm going to be home for this amount of time. This is the perfect time for me to bring another pet into my home because I have the time to train this pet. I have a dog. I know what it's like to train a pet, you know. And my daughter has a dog. So even though she's at home by herself, she got a dog. And, yeah, he gets on her nerves sometimes. He stares at her like she's crazy. I mean, I almost made her dog into a meme because he was looking at her like, why the hell are you here? I think all of our animals are giving us these looks. She even sent me some little meme she posted on Facebook with the dog, little puppy singing about, they changed the words to I will survive. I'll have to post on my Facebook page if I can steal it from her page. But these are the type of things where, the animals know something ain't right because your ass at home. Go get your animal. If you don't want a dog or a cat, get a bird. Okay? Or a fish.
Now, being out here in the country, you could get a opossum or squirrel or raccoon. And I would say on that, well, I would say on that, no. But certain country people would actually do that because they are cuddly, warm, and funny, but me, no. It's a rodent.
I was gonna say, I do not want to move in my house either.
I do not want a rodent in my house. I shoot squirrels. I have not seen them in a while. And possum, they haven't been around for years. Now, same thing with a raccoon. Have not seen them in a while. But a opossum actually eats bugs. So they are good for homeowners. They will eat actually everything as far as bugs, wind blank, but yeah, bugs, ants, rodents, also do what now?
I said termites. But while you thinking, I'm going to bring on Randy. We had another caller, but I guess I was talking about religion, and they caught the religion part and hung up. But I'm going to bring on Randy. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing?
Yeah, hanging in there. Of course.
We're just talking about being quarantined and the different things that we're telling people to do, and we're telling people to take this serious.
Yeah.
And I've kind of made sure to let everybody know that we're, you know, until this is over, we'll be having discussions about this.
Quarantine.
This is going to be like the topic, you know, because COVID-19 is very serious and it's touching everybody some way, somehow. And we can't sit here and just act like we're going to think that it doesn't exist or try to say, oh, well, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about this. Does that mean sex won't come up? Probably won't. I mean, unless I'm talking about people fucking during this. And I'm telling you, if y'all hate each other now, a baby ain't going to change the situation. But aside from that, you know, we really won't be talking about anything but other maybe helpful hints and things that people should be doing while they're quarantined. That's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be making sure that we have real conversations about it, but also an outlet. People are lonely right now. And I want people who are lonely to feel that they can call this show, because sometimes you just need to hear that human voice. If you work with a computer all day long, I'm sorry, watching TV, the TV doesn't interact with you. You know, your dog will interact with you or your pet, but everybody doesn't have a pet. I want this show to be a place for people who are dealing with, I want people who are dealing with COVID-19 to be able to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to have a little conversation, and that conversation, if it's, hey, thank you for just being there for me to bitch. Thank you for the ideas that you've given me. Thank you for the outlet. That's what I want us to be during this time that people are stuck at home. It's only once a week. It's only an hour. But somebody's going to hear this and say, damn, you know, that's all I need to hear is somebody talking real. Because the news is going to keep it politically correct. The news ain't going to tell you to keep your ass home. The news ain't going to tell you what the fuck are you doing. The news is not going to say the dumb shit. The news is going to keep it correct and keep it, you know, as real as possible, but they're not going to call out people for being dumb asses. If somebody in your part of the country or you're seeing people do dumb shit in your part of the country, call on their show so we can know what they're doing. You know, if motherfuckers are still going to the goddamn beach and they're talking about social distancing, well, unless you own a fucking island of your own, you shouldn't be at the fucking beach. Because I'm not trying to have no fucking water splash back on me from some motherfucker who may have possibly had COVID-19 and it hit me. I know they say the odds are small, but those are the odds I ain't trying to go with, okay?
That's it.
Speaking of dumb shit, some people in my old neighborhood, I went through my Facebook page, you know, just checking out with friends and having fun. I went to my old neighborhood, and they say one of the people in my old neighborhood, they say a group of people are just sitting out there in a bar drinking. Sitting out there in a sort of like a restaurant, you know, restaurants are closed, and they probably carry out foods and all that. They just congregating in a bar. Just outside where there's tables at. I mean, I know it's a nice day, but please, I know it's a nice freaking day out there, like 60 degrees, like 60-some degrees. But please, if you're going to drink at home, don't be standing.
The one thing that they've got right now, and I'm really loving it, I have not participated yet. I'm going to probably set it up within the next couple of weeks because I've got to get some electronic devices to some family members. But they're doing happy hour on social networking. And I have one of those apps. I have Zoom, and they've got, people are doing it on Skype. They're doing it on different formats. Let me tell you something. I have not done it. I'm not really, I'm like this. I don't deal with my family the way I should. For one, I've got a family member who's a mayor of a city. So I really haven't reached out to her because she got enough dealing with her fucking damn citizens in her city. She don't need to deal with my crazy ass right now, okay? I'm a handful to be a damn cousin, all right? So she probably wore some nonsense, but some nonsense that's a distraction from this, but I'm not really messing with her. But I mean, there are people who are having gatherings, you know, these social networking. I mean, they're having happy hour on social networking, and everybody's holding up their drink. I haven't done it yet for one reason. I am still practicing my abstinence from alcohol for Lent. That means I cannot have a drink until the 14th of April. I still got a whole nother week to go. Now, I could do it probably with Red Bull or something else, but I'm not going to do that because I've already decided this shit is making me drink. And they say alcohol sales have gone up since this has happened. And I will tell you, don't nobody go get psoriasis of the motherfucking liver because of this, because it ain't worth it. If you're going to drink, still drink water. And you can have happy hour with Kool-Aid and lemonade and other things. I mean, you can have an Arizona iced tea. You can have it with good old-fashioned Kool-Aid. You can have it with lemonade. You can have it with orange juice. You don't necessarily have to have happy hour with alcohol. So
right.
Don't think that when people say, oh, I got to have happy hour, I'm going to have drinks with my friends. Well, guess what? I have friends who don't drink alcohol, but we still go out and we've always drank together. And you can still have those drinks. So let's keep that clear. I'm not participating because right now I've got too many friends of mine who have things going on with family members who have COVID-19, and I'm being there in other ways. People want
right.
to talk during this time. One of my girlfriends thought that I had called her and she had missed my call. She just wanted to talk. She just lost her sister and her nephew. She's burying her sister on Tuesday. So I didn't say, well, nah, I ain't call you. I'll talk to you later. I knew she wanted to talk. She wanted to hear somebody who was going to make her laugh and not focus on COVID-19. And that's what we did because it all started with a text message. And people, you could do something just as silly. This all started with me sending a silly text message yesterday to my friends. I woke up, I wanted pancakes for breakfast. So I went and I made pancakes. I didn't end up making pancakes until noon because I went in my kitchen. I was like, oh, damn, I need to clean my stove. COVID-19 will make you clean your house now. If your house, if you've been meaning to do stuff, it will make you do it, okay?
I've been doing that.
Because you will hit
today.
A move, you will clean. So I went, I was going to make me some pancakes. I was like, oh, damn, I need to clean the stove. I went from cleaning the stove to getting up on the fucking ladder and cleaning my damn cellophane, okay? I mean, taking the damn thing all the way apart, getting to the top. I ain't just talking about the blades. I'm talking about the base of it. I was like, oh, damn. Now, I cleaned my cellophane a while ago, but I only did the blades. I didn't get up there with the water and, like, get the base of it. My daughter walked in my house and said, damn, did you get a new cellophane? I was like, no, the bitch just clean. But it took me doing that for me to, I had to go and I finally made my pancakes, like, around noon. So I took a picture of my pancakes, and I made too many, so I had pancakes today also. But I took a picture of my pancakes, the stack of three that I had, and I took a picture of them. And I sent it to a group of my friends. I said, good morning / afternoon. For my quarantine, I decided I felt like I had to have pancakes. Well, people started laughing. It was just a smile to put on people's faces. You know, to see a real meal, you know. This girlfriend, she was like, I'll take four, please. I was like, I got you. She called me afterwards, and, you know, we were talking. But this all started because I sent a picture of my pancakes. Well, today, because I had pancakes again, but I didn't have my sausages because I was waiting on my sausages to thaw because they were in my freezer, I had sausages because somebody else said, well, hey, I want bacon with mine. So this morning, I sent the picture to the group. I said, hey, I got your sausages this time. Have a good morning, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I had a person reply and say, if you keep cooking like this, I'm going to have to knock on your door after this is over. I'm like, I've been cooking like this. I just never told nobody shit. You know, this ain't nothing new. You know, I just wasn't putting pictures out there to my friends the way I cook. So just little conversations like that. It's silly, but that's all people want.
Nothing wrong with that.
It's a break from the seriousness. You know, it's nothing vulgar.
Let me ask you and Greg something. I was clicking on the TV. Actually, I've been watching another thing. I've been watching movies. Well, I was clicking on the TV. I click on Fox. They had NASCAR today again.
Yeah.
Was it live or tape?
No, NASCAR. That was
today.
Live. Yeah, today was live on NASCAR, but it was a
It's the iRacing.
Yes, iRacing, which is, it's a video.
The drivers and the simulators.
Yes.
Okay. Could have fooled me.
The only live sport that's actually going on right now is horse racing.
Yeah,
horse
be?
Racing
yeah.
What's going on. Arizona is still horse racing, and I think they said they're still racing Sarasota, Florida. So you've got two tracks that are still racing. They said, and a lot of horses are moving to Arizona so they can continue racing. But those are the only two tracks in the country right now that are open.
Right.
And they're not
right.
doing it with crowds. They're doing it without crowds.
Oh.
What about golf?
Now. Golf?
No golf.
Well, I saw a golf match today on NBC. It's probably a repeat. I know it's a repeat.
Yeah.
I know.
Tirico is coming on, and he's saying ahead of time what tournament or whatever it is. But no, golf is a repeat. But horse racing is the actual only sport that's still going along with WWF, which I think is stupid because I wonder how many people actually paid for that shit. Because I feel like this WWE should not be doing pay-per-view right now. That's my personal opinion. I know they're a money-making company.
No. Yes.
Well, I got SmackDown on Friday nights.
Well, no.
They've got a two-day
live pay-per-view.
Yeah, but WrestleMania, you have to do pay-per-view.
Yes.
For two straight days.
And, yep. Last night or yesterday and today. WWE
and I don't agree with
should
that.
Not have been a pay per fucking view.
You ain't going to get $49.99 out of me.
Bingo. No,
me neither. And I don't know how many to pay. First of all, everybody is stuck at home. I understand you don't have no crowds there. But let's get some shit clear. If it was a live match in a stadium, I could see pay-per-view because then you got the crowds and you got all the interaction. But you still made this pay-per-view with no crowds, and that means you have to deal with the hype of your own. That is really right now the most disgusting thing that I have seen, or let's rephrase it, not seen, because
I
do not agree with it. I think in a time that people are losing their jobs left and right, we're at the highest unemployment since the Depression, and you're sitting here and you're still charging people. Now, I understand if you got Netflix and all, you know, I have Netflix. I have cable. This is stuff I already pay for. But, like, they do have the other movies that if you want to send and pay for them. But this is not something new. What they have done is the movies that were in the theaters, they're moving them over so you can pay for them on your TV, but that is totally different from WWE. So WWE, do not compare yourself to the movies that are in the theaters. That has switched over to the TV format. because people still have to pay for them. You just can't cut on regular network TV and see Bad Boys 3 or whatever, you know, whichever movie it is. You just can't. You still have to pay for it, you know, and that's your choice if you want to pay for it. But with people having to pay $50 to watch a wrestling match from home that has no audience there, and then you can't even record it to watch it later, you can only watch it on the live part of it, the nerve of you. The nerve of you.
Yep.
Of course, I saw college basketball. Of course, that's a repeat. And the NBA, of course, a repeat. I mean, you got to show your sports on Sunday. What else is there on TV to watch on Sundays? I mean, what else is there on TV?
Listen, I can tell you one thing. I've done a lot of sleeping. I got my rest in. Because I'm not running the streets. I really don't run the streets on Sunday anyway. So that is not something that I would have been doing anyway. But I can tell you that I've definitely, like, I got up, I did some stuff, I went to sleep, I got me a nice little nap. You know, people stay active during this. This is, you have to stay active. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, you don't need to stay active or whatever. You have to stay active. And
I go for walks. I go for walks from time to time. We walk around the neighborhood.
And that's good as long as you're doing social distancing. But, like, with people needing masks now, you know, I tell everybody, you know, if you're going to leave your house, unless you live in California, you know, I wish that the commander-in-chief will understand, when you tell somebody to put on a bandana, let's make something clear.
Right.
Oh yeah.
If you're in Southern California, you could put on the wrong bandana and get killed. Let's keep it real. You know, so I personally would not be wearing a bandana around my face in Southern California. That's why I went online for Joann Fabrics, and I'm going to be making my own bandanas. I mean, not my own bandanas, but my own face mask. For one, it's better to make a face mask and be able to wash it than to have to try to, you know, buy some or whatever. So I'll be making, like, four different ones because I'm going to give – it's going to be two for me, two for my daughter. Naturally, I'm going to be making a Detroit Lions face mask. You know, I can't be me without having a Detroit Lions face mask. But that's what I'll be doing. I mean, now, is that going to happen overnight? No, because I don't have that amount of time on my hands. Shit. I still got to get the damn fabric. Then I got to find time to do it because I still have to fucking work. So I will find time to do it. And I don't have a sewing machine, so I'm going to have to do it by hand. But I'm okay with that because I do sew. So for people who think that, oh, I need a sewing machine to do this. No, you can do this by hand. A sewing machine makes it quicker, but I'm not going to go buy a sewing machine just to do this because I know it'll be a while before I use a sewing machine again. You know, maybe when I retire, I probably will be doing a sewing machine because I do like making clothes. I do like making other things. But right now, it's not something that I'm going to be doing, period. So if I do get one, I'll probably get one of those little handheld ones that cost $15 or $20 just to help speed up the process a little bit for me. But I'm not going to go out my way. Like I said, I'll be making my own mask within the next couple of weeks. But I already have masks that I could wear outside, so I'm good right now. But seriously, people, y'all got to take this shit serious. People are dying left and right. And the dumbasses in my, where I live at, are getting on them little, they're in them little go-karts or whatever, riding up and down the street. I've been trying to catch a picture, but see, I also know people will fuck with you. So I'm trying to catch a picture so they don't know exactly who took the picture of them. So I can put it on.
Yeah.
Our police department has a Facebook page. So I'm going to get it. I'm going to post it on the police department. I'm going to send it to police on the Facebook page so they can see what these dumbasses are doing. Because social distancing, if I were to drive, I wouldn't have saw that guy riding that damn dune buggy or whatever you call it, the little go-kart. And
go-kart.
Those are not supposed to be on the street. Yeah, they're
go-karts. I mean,
they're not supposed to be on the street.
They're bringing that back.
And the fact
go-karts
that
were dead. They used to ride.
No, go-karts are still out there. They're still out there.
Oh yeah.
I used to build go-kart, a couple of build carts in my day when I was a kid. All you use bricks and. I mean, 2x4s, planks, and wheels. Shoot, that's old school.
But no, now these got motors and everything. So these are more motorized.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, these are a little bit more cheap
modern.
Steel. Modern. Oh, yeah.
But the whole thing is that they're not supposed to be ridden on the streets. And
no.
They're driving them on the street, and like I said, they sit so low that they're sitting back, like, waiting on the light and stuff to turn, and I'm like, okay, all it takes is somebody to come through that light, because you're so low, they're not going to see you crossing that light, even if you try to go through, even on the green light. All it takes is somebody, they run the light where I live at all the time. So I'm like, okay, then your ass dead, then what you going to do? Sue somebody for your ass being in an illegal fucking vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
do the police still like enforce them?
Yeah, they will come and look. I mean, it's just they have to know that they're out there. So I was trying to get a picture because they do. I mean, these guys apparently have money to build these things because they do it every summer, and they pretty much, the police come looking for them, and they know that they're over here, but it's just like they can't really catch them, because when they come out, then people will notify them, so the guys go put them up, but pretty much when the guys see them, they take them and everything.
Who's been driving these go-karts, the millennials?
Adults.
Adults.
I don't know who's driving them. I mean, I won't say millennials.
It's millennials.
No, let me tell you something about millennials. My daughter is a millennial, so we're not going to put this on millennials. Because millennials are actually trying to do shit. You know, some of these are the parents of these children. You know, and they're not children out there. They're adults that are riding them. You know, but I always tell people that's what happened when you think that you could do what you wanted, that you're invincible. And I've seen them out there. And, I mean, these are guys who have actual regular motorcycles. So I tell everybody, you're not a real bike rider unless you got a hog, in my opinion, because unless you're dropping that money on a hog or a bike that costs in excess of $20,000, I don't want to hear you talk about you got a motorcycle, okay?
Correct.
Thank goodness I never rode a motorcycle.
A real motorcycle is a Harley. You know, when you're sitting there on your Harley or whatever, whatnot, you done put out some money and you're a real bike rider. And real bike riders will go to Yamaha and get their stuff taken care of. You know, they will put out the money for the different things. So, you know, it's just the dumb shit has to stop. It has to stop.
Let me ask you, you ever have teenage kids going out late at night? be out there late at night.
Do I have them go out, or have I seen them? I don't know, because I'm not up late enough to find out what other folks are doing.
Well, late, let's just say around 10 o'clock.
Where I live at, I wouldn't know. I live outside of the city. So
yep.
I don't, you know, if there's teenagers where I live at out doing stuff, put it like this, they're not being caught on my camera. So they're not walking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, if they're out, maybe they're in the farther back of the neighborhood. But where I live at, right in my immediate area, there are no teenagers. And I know that because I have a good idea of who my neighbors are. I know my next, I know, even if I don't know my neighbors personally, I know who's in their household as far as people-wise. And the teenagers are probably farther back in my subdivision.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as people being out at night, I really wouldn't know. I'm going to
be
honest. For one, I live in a suburb, and where I live at, you got a handful of parents that don't know how to control their children, and they have been told that if their child end up dead, don't blame the person who kills their child, blame themselves. We have a neighborhood website called Next Door. So people know we talk, and we're very open about how we feel about stuff and what's going on. So the kids around where I live at, they don't get away with too much shit because their information is put out there. If somebody sees them or catches them on video, their information is put out there for everybody to see. And we're talking about over 1,000 people. So we police ourselves as far as taking care of stuff. We still got some assholes to get out of hand, but overall, we take care of our own. Now, as far as the dumb shit going up and down the street and speeding and all that, that's what we call the police.
Yep.
You hope your policeman, or you hope your police organization is not dumb. I hope they're not dumb. Where you're at?
I live in a suburb. I don't have dumb police officers, and I would never ever say anything like that about any type of law enforcement. Because I don't think any police officers are dumb. I think some are maybe ill educated.
Some are dumb.
I would not
say
they're dumb. In order to pass police academy, you cannot be dumb. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this.
No. I'm saying dumb as in doing dumb things. Or corrupt cop. That's dumb. In my book, that's dumb. Being a corrupt cop, doing things outside the law, that's dumb to me. I'm not saying dumb.
Well, yeah, true. True, Randy, but.
That's my definition. That's my definition.
Are they going to do it now? Are they going to do it now? Seriously.
I don't foresee any law enforcement right now doing anything illegal.
No.
It's too many people dying of this. You know, this is a silent killer. I can't see any law enforcement doing anything unscrupulous right now.
No.
I don't care
won't.
Where you are in the country. I can't see them doing it. Do police officers do dumb stuff as far as being corrupt? Yes, but I don't even consider that dumb. I consider that greed.
Yep.
And
yep.
You're going to have greedy people wherever you are, be it anywhere you are. Politicians, private industry, your workplace, you're going to have greed. And people do things that we do not agree with for greed. Because if you ask any of these people who have been caught or convicted of what they've done, the first thing I'll tell you, they made a mistake.
I think they went
beyond
making a mistake. Beyond that mistake.
But sometimes it's also out of desperation, because when people do this, We don't know the backgrounds and what's going on with these people. Some of these people do it for greed. Some people do it because they have the salaries that they make do not cover what they need. I mean, we don't know what type of family members they have. We don't know the family situations. There are people who do things for reasons that we could never imagine. It may not be what we agree with, but as someone who deals with law enforcement on a regular basis, I have learned to not use the word dumb about them, regardless of what actions they make. It's something that right now I can tell you that even if they do something I don't agree with, I would not call any law enforcement dumb. I would say, you know what, I don't agree with that shit you did. That was some fucked up shit. But I won't call them dumb because I think when you start calling that and you start putting names on law enforcement, that's when law enforcement comes back and has animosity towards the communities that they work in. And we have to remember that these people, regardless of how much we may agree with some of the things they do or may not do, some of them will do things that we don't agree with and that we don't like. But that's in every single job that's out there. And like I said, I deal with law enforcement on a regular, so I watch my words that I use about them very, very closely, because when you stigmatize or use a word and say this applies to some, especially in law enforcement, that thin blue line is a very thick blue line. And I don't care what they do, they take care of their own. And that's the line that people want to know. I'm not one to cross that line. I will say a whole lot of shit on this show, but I will not cross that fucking thin blue line with any of my actions or my words. Because that's the line. I need them to protect me. I need them on my side. And what I don't want to do is say something that can be misconstrued as me saying that they, as you know, as you said, dumb cops. I would never call them dumb. I would say they do things I don't agree with. They do things that are unscrupulous. They do things that are illegal. But I will not do that because I'm not going to put them in that category. That's just me. Like I said, I know how that thin blue line works. And knowing how it works, I watch my words really closely because those are the people who I want to have my motherfucking back.
That's it.
Because you never know what one of them going to be, and I want one of them to have my back. I understand what you're saying. I'm just telling you, when you start talking about them, think about what you're saying, because that thin blue line is a line you don't want to cross. I'd rather deal with the motherfucking Hells Angels than to deal with that thin blue line.
Well, I've never been with the Hells, experienced being with the Hells Angels. The only time I've been seeing the Hells Angels on TV and movies. That's all. As far as meeting them in person, never happened.
I don't want to meet them, but I would rather deal with them than cross that damn thin blue line. I'm just being honest. I ain't crossing that thin blue line. That's a line that I will not cross. I can get the thin blue line to go fuck up a Hell's Angel for me, okay?
I understand what you're saying. Most cops do their jobs and by the book. But there are those who don't do by the book. I mean, even if they don't do by the book, they look out for each other. Even if they don't do by the book. I heard about it happen before. I don't know.
Like I said, I just kind of watch my word. That's one of the few times you'll hear me say I watch my words on that one. Because some of them do listen to this show, and I'm not crossing that line. Ooh.
You okay?
I cannot stand bronchitis. I hate bronchitis.
Nope.
You just be careful. You
and
be,
people,
be careful
if you have underlying people, if you have underlying conditions, like I have bronchitis, and I know I do, and this is allergy season.
Right.
The hospitals are packed. Detroit is one of the places that we have a field hospital at. And they're building 900 beds in our convention center to take the overflow. It's going to be open on Wednesday. This is serious, people. You know, this is not the time to say, oh, well, I'm healthy. Healthy people will catch it also. There is nobody who is immune. Nobody.
Well, all I can say about that is I'm just, my main concern is taking care of my ass. Even though we're in quarantine, I'm taking care of me. Sure, I've been doing that.
But that's
long
why they're telling
quarantine.
Us when we're. Yeah, but with social distancing, it's more than just taking care of yourself. It's making sure that when you do go out in public, you are following the CDC guidelines. You know, I'm one of those people, yes, my house is getting cleaner during this. And I didn't have a nasty house in the first place, but definitely, like they said, am I washing my hands more? Yes, and I live by myself, and I'm washing my hands more either by myself. You know, when I get my mail and my packages and everything, I'm wiping down. But another thing I want to tell people, okay, for those of y'all who do not have a paycheck coming in, if you get emails from Macy's and JCPenney and all these different places with these different sales, go in and unsubscribe to this shit right now. Because if you don't have the money to pay for your credit card, how are you going to pay for this? And I want to keep this real to people. I can shop. I know I can shop. Everybody can't shop. Everybody can't afford to do stuff. If you know that your income is gone or lacking, what you need to do is go in and tell these places, unsubscribe, 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 unsubscribe. You know, and make sure that that's what you do. Don't get tempted by the sales, because I'm telling you, QVC done almost got my ass the other day. I woke up, I was like, ooh, they got Dooney and Bud purses. Again, I can afford to pay my credit card bills right now. So... But if your income is not coming in, don't let them suck you in by saying, we'll let you do easy pay.
Don't fall for that trick. That old trick.
It's not a trick. But there are people, because we have none of us that do QVC and all these other sales. I get sales all the time. I mean, hell, I had just paid off my damn New York and Company credit card, and it's back up again because New York and Company done got me. Macy's done got me. JCPenney done got me. Those other pieces done got me. Again, now my credit card's probably paid off before all this is over because I haven't done a lot of shopping. But it's real, people. Do not let this get you. But we got to go because we're going to be back next week. And stay safe, everybody. Cover up.
I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex.